This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And so a lot of people already saying we want peace before, during and after the elections. And with the stories that have emanated from the various political parties who go around their campaigns in different parts of the state, some have begun to question whether or not this election would be peaceful. The most recent is one that concerns the Atiku Campaign Council in Rivers State. If you remember, a video was online where Abiyesi Akibo was showing newsmen a car that was shot at. It was labeled an attempted assassination. The car was ridden with bullets and all of those. I, for one, was waiting for a response from the police to that particular incident. Whether the matter was reported to the police is also another question altogether. But the major focus is the what seemed to be electoral violence. Some are saying if Kerry's not taking, that is where we're heading to in Rivers State. That particular incident, among many others, was said to be the reason why even the PDP Presidential Campaign Council had to cancel its presidential rally in Rivers State. If you go by the statement made by the chairman of the Campaign Council, Lee Meba, in a media briefing in Port Harcourt, he said the cancellation was to prevent loss of lives and property. He also said that the actions of the governor against supporters of the PDP presidential candidate in the state indicates danger to them. And another interesting thing he said from there was the fact that security agencies have not been able to guarantee adequate security. Now, this is where the question would come from if we want to start this. The security agencies, where they approached and asked to provide security for these campaigns to happen, did the security agencies, whichever of them that was invited, say they were not going to do so? Of course, a response should be coming from security agencies, because this would be an indictment on their part if the chairman of the Campaign Council is saying security agencies have not been able to guarantee. What that means, it's a lot. It is a lot. Anyways, he went further to call on the president to prevail on security agencies to be professional in the discharge of their duties during and after the 2023 elections. It brings us again to one question and one question only: electoral violence. We've been preaching against it. Yesterday, I had the PFN chairperson in Rivers State. I also spoke with the former CAN chairman in Rivers State. And they've all said, well, peace is what they're all calling for before, during and after the elections. But with what we've been seeing happening and what reports we've been getting from various parties who have been going on with their campaigns in various state and local governments, one might begin to question whether or not we might have that peace that we're praying for. Regardless, violence is not the option. Well, today I'll be having this conversation alongside a chieftain, a stakeholder in Rivers State, an elder statesman, former spokesperson of PANDEV in Rivers State as well, will be joining me in the studio to have this interesting conversation. His Highness Saraigbe will be talking about this electoral violence, specifically the issues building up to the cancellation of the PDP Presidential Campaign Council. But quickly, if you get on social media now, we have a question for you on Facebook. We'll need your response to it. So the situation is this: the PDP Presidential Campaign Council has given its reasons why the rally was cancelled. It said, well, majorly it is because it wants to prevent loss of lives and property, and of course the fact that security agencies have not been able to guarantee adequate security. That was what was said. Now, the governor at a campaign rally gave a different opinion. First, I'd like us to listen to what Lee Meba said, so you hear it from him directly before we go on with the conversation this morning.
with the State Campaign Council, with the National Presidential Campaign Council, the candidate and the party, having seen and evaluated the bodily harm and potential death threat, believe that no loss of life can be tolerated, accepted before, during, and after the presidential election, and agree with our principals on the need to cancel the rally to avoid any death, because the victory of Alhaji Atiku Abubakar does not deserve spilling of the blood of even one citizen of Rivers State.
Right, that was the chairman of the campaign council, Lee Meba, and you heard his position there and why they had to cancel. Now, the Rivers State governor said he was not surprised that the presidential campaign council had to cancel the planned rally. And he was in Akokotoro. This was what he said could be the reason behind the cancellation of the campaign rally.
I was told that they said they won't come to rally in Rivers State.
Now you heard the Rivers State Governor Yason Wike's own position on why he thinks the campaign council cancelled the presidential campaign rally. Well, it says it has nothing to do with violence. It's a matter of capacity. Well, on Facebook, we're asking you what you think. The position of the Rivers Atiku Campaign Council is fear of violence. The position of the Rivers State Governor is a lack of capacity. Well, you, who is the listener and a Rivers person, what do you think could be responsible for that rally being cancelled? Well, tell us at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. We are live, and on Twitter as well. We are live at Nigeria Info PH. That is the handle on Facebook and Twitter, so you can join in on the conversation. You can also send us WhatsApp messages 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416 is the WhatsApp number, so you can send in those messages. The phone number to call is 070-0923-0923. Remember, I told you my guest would be the former spokesperson of PANDEV, His Highness Anabs Saraegbe, who is also an elder statesman. He would be joining me on the conversation, and we'll be looking at this. We had different forms of attacks lately. I'm still asking for one major one. Rhino, if you remember, was shot in the mouth. How far the police has gone with that investigation is yet... but maybe they've publicized it, and I'm not in the know. But I would say for me personally, I haven't seen or heard any response to that. The first report by Lee Meba about his residence being attacked, if you remember, and then the Commissioner of Police actually gave a response to that one, was also something that got a lot of people talking, and many accused the police of being biased in that situation. Well, they said that Lee Meba failed to report to the police station to come make an official report. Whether that has been done or not, we don't know. The APC campaign rally and what happened, where there were reports of explosion, even if the police had said no, it was some CDC issues and communal crisis was what was responsible for the issues that came up at that campaign ground in Falga. It also further said that it was going to have an investigation to confirm whether or not there were actually any form of explosions. Has that investigation been made public? I do not know. Maybe you tell me. Senator Magnus Abbey had also complained about his campaign entourage being attacked at different times and offices being destroyed and reports made to the police. Has there been any arrests? Has the police said anything about that yet? Well, yet to know. Accord Party is also another person who has talked about their campaign train being attacked, I think in a chair. Videos of that circulated online. And reports were made. The police says they were going to investigate. How far that investigation has gone? Has any arrest been made? What is happening? It's a big question. We do not know. And most interestingly and recently was the revelation made by the governor while he was campaigning at Akokotoro. And this revelation indicted the Abie Sekibo. What he said, well, let's listen to what the governor said.
All of us know who Abie Sekibo is, don't we? I use this medium today to challenge Dr. Abie Sekibo. I want to ask you, wherever you are, can you tell us who killed A.K. Sekibo, the former national vice chairman, South of the People's Democratic Party? Two, who killed Chief Buster Diabolo? Chief Buster Diabolo was the one who wrote a petition against Abie, not to be minister when he was nominated. A native governor wrote a petition. The next day, Diabolo was killed in his house.
Now, that's the allegation by the governor. Whether the governor is in the know of what happened, whether he has information, well, I'm not in the government house and I don't have that level of clearance to know some of the things that the governor of a state would know. But my major question here is, if this sort of revelations have been there, why haven't they been investigated? And what is the police saying about this particular one now? It would require the attention of the police, don't you think, to see, okay, let's get to the bottom of this. And this case is may have not been solved. With the new revelation by the governor, does it not require the attention of the police to investigate even further and let people, Rivers people, know exactly the position of the government? Well, we have a short commercial in a few minutes, so I'll open the phone lines first. My guest just walked in. We'll be getting to him in a matter of minutes. But first, let us know what your opinion is. The Atiku Campaign Council has given its own position as to why the presidential rally had to be cancelled. If you remember the video of the attack on Abie Sekibo, the vehicle was riddled with bullets. I saw that video myself. And they said the reason for the cancellation was the fear of violence and loss of lives. The governor says it's lack of capacity. What do you think? 070-0923-0923 is the number to call. 070-0923-0923 is the number to call to be a part of the conversation. You can send WhatsApp messages to 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. A few messages we'll take here before we go on a short commercial. This person says, do we have two governors in Rivers State? When the governor has given an approval of where to use for campaign, why will someone else who's not the governor approve another site? The PDP PCC is not telling the whole truth. We are about choosing another governor. We should know that anyone that emerges will be our rep for the next 4 years. Whether we like him or not, we must get it right. Christian from Port Harcourt sent in that one. This person says, if they really wanted to hold their rally, what stops them from using the stadium? Have they informed security agencies of such campaigns and what they needed from security agencies? They are only hitting up the polity for self-gains. A forum from Eche. This person here says, good morning. Please. Okay, I think I get your point. Thank you very much, too, for that correction. The car was ridden with bullets. Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks. This one says, okay, Abo Karibo. So, we have a short commercial coming in. My guest just arrived. After the commercial, we'll get over to him and hear more from His Highness Anabs Saraigbe, who's with me in the studio now. Remember that you can be a part of the conversation. Get on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, okay? At Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. That's how to be a part of the conversation. Also use the WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. We'll be right back after this short commercial. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And we are live on Facebook and Twitter, so joining on the conversation, you can watch us and make your contributions there at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. And we're telling you to respond to this. The Rivers Atiku Campaign Council says the fear of violence, the loss of lives and properties led to cancelling the campaigns. Well, the Rivers State Governor says it's a lack of capacity. What do you think? Share your opinion with us. Electoral violence, a major concern, and we heard of the various attacks. I've given you a breakdown of several reports of attacks that we've had in the course of the campaigns building up to the most recent one, which was on Abiesekibo. Meanwhile, I'll take a few messages first on Facebook. CJ Boy says, everybody knows that it is the fear of violence. Thank God Ability says they are not ready to campaign in River State. Abiesekibo and his group knows they can't galvanize support for Atiku campaign in River State. That's why they decided to cancel their rally. The governor had promised to buy diesel for the Atiku campaign council whenever they are ready to hold the campaigns. Nobody should blame the governor if Atiku campaign fails to hold in River State. Indy Promise says Wike should be arrested and thoroughly investigated for knowing what happened to Dickibo and the rest. Maybe a counterattack will make the police in River State sit up to their responsibilities. Alfred Onyeweke says the reason is simply because of lack of capacity. Okay. All right, let's get over to my guest in the studio. His Highness, my guest in the studio, His Highness Anabs Saraigbe, will be talking to us this morning. You're welcome, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think, let me apologize on his behalf, because he told me the reason why he had to come a bit later. He had issues with his car on his way here, just close to the office. And because of the love for us, he had to walk down to the studio. So, yes, I apologize on behalf of your car and the stress you had to go through. But thank you for making our time to be here.
Well, thank God. Every situation you find yourself, we thank God.
Of course.
So it's okay. I'm sorry for coming a bit late, but we can make up.
The car cannot talk, but I'll help the car out and speak on their behalf. But now that we have that out of the way, let's get on to the conversation on ground. I'd like to start off. You heard some of the messages already on Facebook and WhatsApp, but I'd like to start off from this note. Some people have said that the elder statesmen in the state seem to be a bit quiet with regards to the various attacks that we've had in the past couple of weeks during the campaign. And the level that they describe as the growing level of violence within the politics in River State as we build up to the election. Have the elder statesmen been really quiet? Because we'd say we haven't heard so much statements condemning or speaking against some of these things that's been happening.
Well, I have been talking. I don't know if others. I've been talking, but before I even go, let me vehemently say that what happens to, or condemn what happens to Abiesekibo a couple of days ago. It is quite unfortunate that people are turning democracy to something else. If you understand democracy is the power of the people to decide who should rule. So why not allow them to decide? Why must we coerce? You have used every method. First, you took oppositions, all the opposition parties to court, asking the court to disqualify all of them. You brought the 21, 22, just to harass and intimidate opponent. And now, within your party, there's a fight. Look at integrity is very important. You our governor, in the face of the television, vowed to support anybody that arrived. I am not a PDP member. I don't know what happens there. But the point is, if you are in a party and you lose election, you play it cool. Not to fight your party, you fight your opponent, you fight everywhere. And some of us begin to look at what may be the reason for all this, or why will somebody be behaving this way? You're in your own house, in your home, there is no peace. Outside your home, there is no peace. If not, it's very, very uncalled for you to attack a person and also come to confirm that you chased him in law or in investigation.
That attack happened when? Because when I saw the video, the video I saw was the car in a compound. So was that in the car? Was it in the compound?
No. I'm just talking about has come out boldly to tell the arise what really happened. And they have to tow the vehicle. But what he said in arise, what I watched him say in arise was he had a call that the venue they were to use for their campaign, they moved in some equipment and there was fire on those equipment, they moved in there. And he said, let him go and see. In the process, he saw government house vehicles parked outside and he ignored them. Maybe he thought because of the fire, they came to see what was going on. But they were all in the car. By the time he saw them and revised to the gate, they all came down, started spraying and were gone. And he escaped. He asked the driver to move on. Fortunately, he saw a fuel queue and that was opening. He entered the fuel queue, off the light, and he drove past him. Now, that was his statement. Now, what collaborated...
And he reported this to the police.
Of course. What was the collaboration? The next day, the governor in Eleme publicly said, I chased them. Abiye and Nibemba, we are lucky I didn't meet them there. Now, somebody said some people are trying to assassinate him, and somebody claimed that I sent them, and you are lucky I did not meet you there. It means that the person was there to take some actions. Now, let's examine the kind of bullet, because the car Abiye used, which I've seen myself, is a bulletproof car. And a bulletproof car, for a bullet to pierce through, it must be a very serious bullet. It's not just ordinary bullets. Ordinary bullets cannot go in, but there are some sort of bullets that can go in, special bullets that can go in. And these were the bullets that were used.
And these bullets, the shells, were they recovered and maybe sent over to the police for forensic?
As at the last time I went to see Abiye in his house, and I saw the car, everything was still there. The police were yet to go there. Now, my worry is that government house police have no right to arrest anybody. Their duty is to protect the governor and his family and staff. If the governor is going on a trip and there are attacks, then they have the right to repel the attack, not to go out to arrest or to go out to do something. And for a governor to say, I send them, they have to obey orders from the governor. And so they went there, and from the old statement, they had the intent to kill Abiye.
The statement he made,
and the action. First, the action and the confirmation shows that he had the intent to kill Abiye, and Abiye narrowly escaped. All right? This is not how a government should run. You see, in the security parliament...
So let me just, His Highness, let me pause you there and just get more into the details. So he says that this is what happened. That's his account of what happened.
Yes.
And he says he's reported to the police.
Yes.
And the police is yet to visit...
As at the time I visited 2 days ago...
Yes.
2 days ago when I went to see the vehicle myself...
Yes.
I asked, has the police come? They said no. And I also know it did not just stop there. He called the IGP, he called the chairman of the Police Service Commission.
And he called, what has the IGP said? There's nothing said from this. Because the reason would be, on the news, we haven't seen a statement from the police, whether in River State or the IGP, talking about that particular incident. So then it caused people to begin to wonder, okay, then what is happening here if something of this magnitude happened with this level of intensity? And he's pointing accusing fingers towards the governor of River State. Well, would expect that some swift investigation should be carried out, which doesn't seem to be the case.
That is why we are worried. There are a couple of attacks in the state. Magda Sabi was attacked severally. Toyokul was attacked severally. And Dubolulu breaks the same thing. They all reported. In some cases, the police came out with a statement without proper investigation. We are watching what the police will do. The Commissioner of Police have a duty to protect life and property. And besides that, besides the Police Act, which empowers the Commissioner of Police, the Electoral Act, Section 91, also empower the police to play a major role in this period of election. And so one wonders, what is the guarantee that the police will be able to protect life and properties? Again, that also called to question. With the past, we have seen where people carry ballot boxes, or where people will go and disorganize queue, or a lot of things has happened in the past. What will happen if these same persons go to a polling booth where the police will be there and still commit similar offenses? Because if police have been arrested and prosecuted, it would put people on caution. Now, the government have left talks to using Nigerian police to perpetrate act. Let us assume the governor has immunity. What are the policemen? Did they also have immunity? See, the duty of the Commissioner of Police to make sure, first, get them out of that place, to replace them with other set of police, and court-martial them. That is what the police commissioner should do first. During the investigation, he will be able to come up and give people the true story, and that will put confidence in the minds of the citizens. But when that is not done, that is doubt. All along, people have been calling that the police commissioner should be moved. I have not bought into that idea, but we are watching. If the commissioner is partisan or is has compromised, then the best is for him to honorably leave. I mean, I have used this opportunity to advise the commissioner of police that this life we are living, everything has time and season. If you do well, it will record for you. If you do bad, it will record for you. In River State, we have seen Commissioner of Police who acted as if there's no other person than them. Today, where are they? They are nowhere. History has recorded them as bad Commissioner of Police. So Commissioner of Police, who is our neighbors from Akwa Ibom State, should be able to make a name so that they can be able to come back to River State at retirement. I said, I did a good job.
Let's quickly open the phone lines first and hear from a few of our listeners. And then before we go on with the conversation, 0700923 0923, 0700923 0923. You've also heard the account my guest in the studio has given with regards to what we've seen in the state, the reports of electoral violence and in the course of campaigns, and what would be behind the reason why the PDP Presidential Campaign Council in River State had to cancel its campaign. They gave their reasons. Well, the River State governor feels otherwise. Well, let's hear from you. 0700923 0923 is the number to call. On Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, you can join in on the conversation. Chris Otis says there are things that are not debatable. Our governor is a violent man. Well, I wouldn't want you to just put it out that way. Whether the governor is a violent man or not, we do not know. We can't tell. He has before now declared Lee. Okay, Senator Lee Meba and others, enemies of River State. At um, Okay, at another time, during he mounted a podium and said he was going to see how they will campaign in Rivers State. If it's lack of capacity, our governor threatened PDP National in 2019 during their convention, whereby the governor threatened to destroy the party if the convention wasn't brought to Rivers State in a bid to hijack the presidential ticket. Oh. To Governor Tambuwal because of fear of Atiku in the presidential race. Didn't Atiku come to Rivers State and is that not enough capacity? During last year's presidential election, Governor Wike did everything, including bragging that he's already won the election while Atiku came second. Didn't Atiku win? This one says, what about attacks on Senator Magnus Abe, Chief Dumo, Lulu Briggs, Tony Ekola, and many others at different campaign grounds? Police command in Rivers State can no longer be trusted. Bobe Mike says, the cancellation of that rally is a stitch in time. They say it saves nine. We just have to thank God for being who he is in this case. Tubo Banimi Charles says, the governor of Rivers State will pride himself as the present day. No, I don't think he has said that. In all of these political violence between the River State, a state governor who is supposed to be the CSO for all will always defend the acts of political violence. I think the statement that the governor made, one statement he made, a briefing, a broadcast, was that if there've been violence, which he alluded to and said, well, there's been a few reports of violence and calling on the police, and even said if the police is not ready to do their job, then they should let him know so that they would put in place the neighborhood watch to tackle the problem. That was the position of the governor. So if that's his position, wouldn't it be fair to say that he also might be concerned with the reports that are coming in? And another thing is, how come that this act of violence has not been witnessed in any of the PDP campaigns?
That is why we are worried. See, if there was a general spread of attack on all the political parties, one can say, okay, this party is also attacking. But in all, no attack has been made on PDP campaigns. I'll give you an example. Tonya Cole went to Pobo. They disorganized his campaign, attacked him, even kidnapped somebody. But they went to Bodima, his hometown, yesterday, and nothing happens. That shows the peaceful disposition of the other aspirants. They have been to the Ogoni land. Nobody attacked them. But Magnus was attacked. Abodima, Dumo Dulu Briggs, is the number two person in Abodima. He's the number two most powerful by position as the head of the Oduwari House, Wokedu House. If he says no campaign in Abodima, there will be no campaign. And he has the capacity. But he didn't do that because these people are peaceful people. And let's come back to the issue of who owns the land where this campaign was to take place.
Yes.
They applied for a stadium. Initially, you said no. Then you said yes. And again, you said no. How can they trust you? Meanwhile, you have been threatening fire and brickstone.
Yeah, it was one no and one yes. I think it was an approval and a withdrawal and then a reapproval.
Initially, before the approval was even given, he said no. And thereafter, he had a second thought and said, okay, it's approved. And later, he said no. And now he said he has approved again. The person says, look, I don't want your problem. Let me go to my own land. The land in question belongs to Intel. Intel acquired that land, I think during the Amici administration, for goods in transit, as a transit camp. That place is even bigger than the stadium, if you know the place very
well.
And
it's not a violation of the Executive Order 21 or 22.
It's not. If Executive Order 21 does not say I should not use my property. And let me come to tell you, the executive order has no legal status in law. It's inconsistent with the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And any law that is inconsistent with the Constitution of Nigeria is null and void.
But nobody challenged that in court.
Excuse me, it's not everything you challenge in court. It's not everything you challenge in court. That's just to buy time. You see, what he did was to drag all of them to court, buy their time, distract them, and in so doing, he thought he was finishing their money. They don't need to waste their money in court. We have the civil society group who's supposed to do that, not the parties, because it's no law. He himself joined other governors and took the president to court. And in May last year, the Supreme Court ruled that the executive order 10 of the president is null and void. If you look at the law that set up the governor in chapter 6 of the constitution, the governor do not have any power whatsoever to make law. What is called executive order was usually called head of service circular or secretary government circular. He can bring guidelines on how he will run his administration and his staff. But he has no authority whatsoever to make law. The power of law given is in section 5, which is the House of Assembly.
Well, somebody said the House of Assembly had a sitting over
the
order.
And the House of Assembly also do not have power to make laws on exclusive legislative list. And I think election is under item 22 of the exclusive legislative list. Mm. So they do not even have power to legislate on elections, election matters. And the Electoral Act is very clear. For now in Nigeria, the highest law on election is the Electoral Act. And the Electoral Act too did not give power to the governors to make law or the House of Assembly to make law. All the guidelines are there. Mm. And so for you to make any law outside the approved Electoral Act, it's not a void. Because your law cannot supersede the federal law. And besides, the Constitution is very clear on which authority these laws can be made.
But then the IGP had said, every party would campaign, the commissioner had also said, but then it's not in the duty of the police to go and vacate that order. The parties involved would not want that, would have to go to court.
If I come and tell you that you cannot enter this your studio, and you know I don't have any right, do you know to go to court before you enter the studio?
Okay, so in other words,
that law is no law. In the eyes of the law, it does not exist. So why do you go for something that does not exist? He has made his secular order, whatever you call it, but it's not binding. I don't need to contest it when I know in law that law is not part of the constitution, and it's against the laws of the land. Then I should go and contest a church law. If somebody tells me, don't answer Saregbe again, I'm going to contest it in court. When I know Saregbe is my name, I will answer it. No. It's not everything you go to court. But it's very clear, we have come out to say that I've written several on it, several publications on it, and cited the relevant laws that makes it irrelevant. That law was made to harass other parties, to intimidate other parties. Let's come to Order 22. We have an edict here, a law, River State law, on urban development. That law has been passed long time ago. And the law did not say, if you want to move your property from private residential to commercial, they should lock you up. It says you pay fine. Simple. You now bring an order. This is a law passed by the House of Assembly. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And which a governor has assented to. And the law is in force. The law simply says if you want to move, like you're a GRA and you want to move your property from residential to commercial, you pay 1 million. So why will somebody come and say they will lock your door? If somebody has contravened the law, all you need to do is to say,
pay fine. But then when you said, well, these executive orders could be responsible for why we had the sort of violence that we've been having, an attacks on campaign trains in various communities and local governments. But what's even more interesting is I started the conversation with asking you that people are worried that we have elder statesmen who haven't really been vocal. It brings us to even the traditional rulers in these communities where these things happen, where we haven't seen conversations or statements speaking about these sort of issues. So what is the problem in that area?
I said I may not speak for everybody, but I have been speaking.
Mm.
And that's how I told local government. They were to pass a law to say if you want to even marry, you must take permission. If you want to have family meeting, you must take permission. I said, what gives you that power? And by the time we shouted, the chairman who drew that law. Mm. Because you cannot just make law to gauge people because you are a government. Government existed before you. And government is ruled by law. And that's why we have the rule of law. So if you don't obey the rule of law as a governor, and they expect the citizen to obey, respect you, it's not possible. The law is socially defined. We have the work of the legislature, we have the work of the judiciary, we have the work of the executive. It's very distribution of power. So if a governor and a lawyer, who is a body of benchers, do not respect the law, then something is wrong. And to make matter worse, a lawyer, a body of bencher, will come on national television to admit that he chased, he ordered the chase of Abie Sakimo. And if it was there, Lee Beba and Abie Sakimo would have seen what would happen to them. It shows that he is determined to commit murder.
But that would be you just making the assumption based on
the same case. Can you go back to what he did?
Because he said...
Let's go back to the statement.
We watched him say...
No, no. Can we go back to the statement?
They ran away before I got there.
Yes.
He didn't meet them. But then that statement alone cannot say that he had an intention to commit murder.
You must look at the actions. The bullets, if those bullets touched Abie, will he survive?
But I don't
Let
know,
me also
he,
tell you,
did he say
you know how
he
died?
Instructed those people to carry out that act? Let's assume that you were suggesting that the government house vehicles that were there and the security operatives that
they carried out the action.
You are saying they carried out the action. We haven't confirmed that. The government house did not confirm
the
that.
The governor said, so, I chased them.
Mm-hmm.
And the people actually chased Abie and he narrowly escaped. And the bullet wound, they sprayed his car with bullets. And these facts are there. So if somebody say, I chased them, if I had met them personally, you have confirmed the act. That is no way you can deny. Mm. And the wiki I don't know what is wrong. If we can deny that statement, then somebody like me will say, something is wrong with him. And so the House of Assembly can set up a medical team to examine him.
His Highness, I wish we had a lot of time, but time is already far spent. We have a very short commercial coming up now. And after that commercial, we have less than 2 minutes to wrap things up. But I want to say thank you. I know that a lot of the time was already consumed before you got here, but we'd have to draw the curtain here and say thank you very much for making our time to be with us on the radio today. Wish we could discuss more, but we can't. As soon as we go to this commercial and return, we'll take a few of your messages. And then the news at 9 comes up immediately. Thank you once again, High Chief Anap Saraigbe. We already have a few seconds.
Well, let me also thank you and also apologize for coming late. But my viewers can watch me, can listen to me in Wazobia in a moment from now.
Yes, of course. It will be on Wazobia in a moment from now, so you can join in. We'll just take a few of your messages before we go for the news at 9. This person says, good morning, presenter. It's becoming clearer now that political atmosphere in River State has become completely toxic. This is Chile Edwin. Another person here says, the governor is on ground. They don't expect Luke to fold his hands. Another message here on WhatsApp says, Rivers Police Command should stand up and curb this incessant attacks from the nip it in the bud before it takes someone's life. This is Victor from Egbema. You sent in that message. And this person says, good morning. The summary of all is that the governor no try. Don Dada from Mwebule. You sent in that message. Okay, well, 9 o'clock news comes up. And Hello Port Harcourt is next with Jude, who's already in the studio. My name is Ifeanyi Andrew. Do have yourself a beautiful morning and happy Valentine's Day.